This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is thinking about selling off the Tennessee Valley Authority, the vast Depression-era project that modernized that region. This came as news even to TVA executives when the White House released its budget last month. Yesterday, the TVA met face-to-face with administration officials for the first time. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from Nashville.
TVA is the thing of newsreels, an agency that traces its origins back to the Great Depression.
Under the leadership of President Roosevelt, Congress created the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Hydroelectric dams were built, then coal plants and nuclear. The utility serves seven states and was conceived as a way to develop an impoverished region. But now the Obama administration suggests TVA is among the federal agencies that have, quote, achieved their original objectives.
Were you consulted?
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander has been quizzing Energy Department officials anytime they appear before him, including the acting Energy Secretary.
TVA does not fall under the...
So you weren't.
There's no firm plan to sell TVA, only for a strategic review that could result in privatization. That very idea, though, has done some damage, according to the agency. The value of TVA's bonds has dropped sharply. There's doubt the sale price would even cover TVA's $25 billion of debt, and traders fear TVA may not be viable as a private company. TVA is fully self-supported through electric rates, and it has national security roles as the country's sole source for tritium needed in developing nuclear weapons. Senator Alexander says the administration should forget the sale.
I think there's somebody with the green eye shade down there, the Office of Management and Budget, who just thinks it's a cool idea to talk about selling the Tennessee Valley Authority, and we don't appreciate that approach.
TVA officials have said the current business model is a good one, but Joe Hoagland, Senior Vice President of Policy, says they've committed to cooperating with the White House in good faith.
I mean, I would assume they were serious since they put it in the administration's budget.
TVA is celebrating its 80th birthday this week. The meetings in Washington may give a clue as to how many birthdays the utility has left. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.